This is a CHY News Update. While countries around the world work to switch from fossil fuels to green renewables, a new exhibit takes a step back and gives voices to those affected and affecting the clean energy transition. In an animated assembly, the newest exhibit at the Nanaimo Art Gallery, Canadian artist duo Richard Igby and Mary Lou Lemens examines a global boom in clean energy and the effects it has with resource extraction activities in many parts of the world. Told through hand-painted murals, short animations, and sculptural works, the exhibit shares the viewpoints of both human and nature as the world goes through a clean energy transition. The exhibit is curated by Silly Fortin. She, Icky, and Lemens met with CHY ahead of the exhibit opening. Fortin says the trio started working on this exhibit in 2019, but many of the pieces came following a research trip to Argentina.
So we worked in Argentina for a while doing research and presenting an exhibition, and we also came here last summer to Vancouver Island to kind of continue the thinking and seeing those questions and those realities from a very different perspective. And I think the show is about that. It's about always thinking of a place and its relationship to kind of global flow.
During their time in Argentina, the trio investigated lithium mining throughout the country and the devastating impacts mining has had on the environment. Lithium is a rare earth metal and a key ingredient in rechargeable batteries that is commonly used for electric vehicles. A study published by Royal Society noted mining and extraction of lithium in countries such as Argentina have been linked to water scarcity, impacting native ecosystems and birds like flamingos. Lemens says during their trip they visited western Argentina and the north of the country, where the country borders Bolivia and Chile. This region of South America is commonly known as the Lithium Triangle, and 75% of the world's lithium is produced between Bolivia, Chile, in Argentina.
And there we were interested in meeting people from communities who have been resisting multinationals that were coming to mine in their region. So this is a very special place because for over 20 years they've been resisting successfully mega mining, including Canadian companies who went there to extract gold.
According to Natural Resources Canada, in 2024, Argentina was the fifth biggest producer of lithium worldwide, ranking behind Zimbabwe, China, Chile, and Australia. Chile and Argentina rank first and third in world reserves of the rare earth mineral.
A mineral component that's in our computers, in our phones, but also very present in the batteries for electric cars. And there we met with local communities, including indigenous leaders, to see how lithium was affecting people who have been living in these very fragile ecosystems for a long time.
This exhibit comes during a global clean energy transition, where there has been an international shift away from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources like wind and solar. Icky says when Fortin first invited the two of them to visit Argentina, he says at first he didn't understand what two Canadian artists could possibly say to a population that's been through so much and experienced so much difficulties.
A lot of the mining companies that operate in Argentina are Canadian, so we have that link. And at the same time, there was a strong push, especially in Quebec, but in other parts of Canada, for a transition from fossil fuels to greener forms of energy. So while people in the north, we felt, were feeling good about undergoing an energy transition from fossil fuels, we realized that that desire had a very strong impact both materially, environmentally, and socially on the people of the global south. That while we were patting our backs for driving electric cars and feeling that we're saving the environment, we were displacing whole populations.
Icky says this exhibit looks at the complexities of the transition, that while it's good to move away from fossil fuels, there is still a price to be paid in that effort. Another aspect the exhibit examines is consumerism. Fortin had this to say.
And we rarely talk about that because often when we think of consumption, a lot of people think that if you consume less, then you have a poorer life. And I think that there's a lot of work to be done at that level. That consumption is not always joyful and pleasurable. And that perhaps consuming less can be something that is really amazing and positive.
Humor is at the forefront of this exhibit. Icky says, while using a playful manner to create art was first something to bring people into their exhibits, they discovered through their careers that humor supports how they want to get their messages through to the viewer. He also says humor has historically been used as a way to undermine power.
Oppressed societies, for the longest time, have used humor as a way to indirectly contest the powers and the authorities that be. You can be playful and be coy, and it's very hard to like kind of pin down. And I think that humor is also a way that we try to undermine the authority of such things as graphical forms of representation, diagrams, maps, analytical tools that come from economics or management that appear so perfect, so authoritative.
Icky says they try to present their work in an open manner that showcases different perspectives and points of view to not just represent one subject position, but several.
And I think that the reason why we do this, and again, this is something that might have happened originally quite intuitively, but as we think about it more and more, it's to bring dialogue and to remind ourselves that being political is not so much all the time about voting and representation, but being political means having public discussions regarding public interest, that finally, the decisions of our society should not be dictated by the efficiency graphs presented by economists that saying that this is the way forward because this will bring us greater productivity, but that there are many decisions that a society must take based on their values.
While pieces of the exhibit feature many voices they heard in Argentina, the two artists also looked at topics of offshore wind farms and oyster farming. The exhibit continues the Nanaimo Art Gallery's inquiry for 2026. How can we live together? This is a question Lemon says they explored while working on this exhibit.
And for us, this is a question of reimagining our society and who's part of this society. Like, is this just a question of humans? Is this how we live together includes oysters, wind farms, vicuñas, other animals, other beings? And it's about really thinking, in the 21st century, what kind of conception of living together do we want to create? How do we want to change from the model of the 20th century, which was all about humans? And I think that's a question that is deep down in all the works that we're showing here.
An animated assembly is now open at the Nanaimo Art Gallery. The exhibit runs downtown Nanaimo until July 12th, 2026. For C2Y News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.